With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A party-line vote late in the Montana House Committee this afternoon advanced the controversial bill that gives Northwestern Energy incentives to buy a larger share of the Colstrip coal-fired power plant. But the so-called Montana Energy Security Act is moving to the House floor for debate significantly changed. The House Energy Committee amended the bill to restore the Montana Public Service Commission's oversight over Northwestern's potential purchase of a greater share of Colstrip. Senate Bill 331 was also changed to remove the part of the bill that would allow Northwestern Energy to pass $75 million in associated costs onto its customers without regulatory review. Representative Daniel Zolnikov, a Republican from Billings, is the chair of the House Energy Committee.
And the PSC has all oversight, so we're not removing the PSC from anything. We changed it so the PSC can do their job.
Representative Denise Heyman, a Democrat from Bozeman, says it's unclear why the bill is necessary if such major components of it were removed. Current law already allows Northwestern Energy to buy new sources of power generation with the regulatory oversight of the PSC.
Why are we hearing this bill? I have no idea.
Over the last several days, supporters of Senate Bill 331 have linked the Colstrip measure to another unrelated bill, one to continue Medicaid expansion in Montana. Some Republicans in favor of the Colstrip bill are trying to get it passed by leveraging their support for the Medicaid bill. The shape of both policies could continue to shift as political negotiations continue and lawmakers have more opportunities to amend the bills. The Montana legislature is meeting in session tomorrow morning. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.